Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio, welcoming you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Beverly Korbanek. We'll be discussing her new book, Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed? Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever books are sold. And just so you guys know, Beverly was brought to People of Distinction today by some of the best movers in the business, Ingress Advertising Publishing. If you have a book that you'd like moved, move it through Ingress. You can find them at ingressadvertising.com. And guys, you know, I am so excited to have Beverly here on the line because the book that we have on our table today is, you know, listen, right off the bat, just looking at the title, Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed. All right, we know what it's about, or we have an idea of what it's about. And what I love is that even though the specific type of scamming we're going to be discussing is romance related, this is such a powerful message and a universal message that really we all can relate to in our human family, right? Whether you've been scammed in a previous relationship or, you know, romantically in that way, or if you've been scammed in general, this is something that you can relate to, right? Something that not everything is not always what it seems. And you really have to take a second look and you know, unfortunately so. We're not saying that, you know, don't trust people. You really have to say, take a second look. Give yourself an opportunity and don't fall for everything that is said. Don't take everything at face value that way. And Beverly is going to talk to us about, A, her experience, but also how really, what things to look out for, right? And things to be aware of on that journey so you don't make that mistake. And listen, she's going to be able to explain it way better than I ever could. So we have Beverly here on the line. So let's just jump right in. Beverly, first and foremost, thank you so much for being a guest with us on People of Distinction. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank
you. You were doing a great job in explaining the book.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm following your lead, right? The pre-screening call definitely helps. Beverly, let's jump right in. Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed? Talk to us about the book. Give us a brief synopsis, please.
Well, I wrote the book because I wasn't sure if I was being scammed or not scammed. Therefore, the title, Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed.
Absolutely.
I wrote it because I found out that I wasn't the only one being scammed. There were so many other people being scammed, and it comes from all levels. And it comes from the very well-educated to the very not so well-educated. So I wrote the book in hopes to get all levels of mm-hmm. education so everybody could understand it. And a lot of it is the scammer's words to me and how they write. And the more I got into depth about this whole thing, the more I found it very intriguing because what they do is they try to get you to give them money. So they come up with these elaborate kind of schemes to have you give them money. Mm-hmm. And I never figured out where the money goes. Is it going to help them and their families? Or are they using it for some illicit activity? And I wanted to make people aware of what they were getting into. And what you see, or not what you see, well, sometimes what you see, because they do it on the internet as well. They make videos, and you look like you're talking to them, but it's not them you're talking to. If you ask them to talk to you on a phone and a video call, they won't do it. You can't do the same. I guess the equipment isn't the same. I guess they will in the future, but right now it's not the same. Mm-hmm. So the more I got intrigued by what was going on and the more I go, what in the world is happening? I decided to write a book because it started frustrating me to death about where this money is going and all the people that are getting hurt by not having electricity, by not having food on their table, but to give their money to somebody else because they think they're in danger. And that's why I wrote the book.
Absolutely. You know, thank you so much for, you know, for that synopsis. Now, following off of that, I mean, you know, before we even go into inspiration, you know, behind the narrative or you embarking upon a creative journey of this magnitude, what tips could you potentially offer some of our listening viewers that either are A, going through a circumstance related to this currently, or maybe, you know, pitfalls to watch out for in the future so that they don't happen to walk down that path as well?
Okay. Most people, I mean, if you're dealing with people internationally, the English may not be great. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things you should look out for, but not really, because not everybody speaks perfect English.
Right, of course.
Not even Americans. And these people are coming from all walks of life, from all countries. But the key point is when they start to ask you for money.
Absolutely.
Don't ever give them money. And when you want to see them, it's amazing how something should always happen that you can't see them personally, in person. They fell and they tripped and they ended up in a hospital, or the plane, they missed it. Something will always occur that you'll never be able to see them, and they'll always have an excuse. And it seems like a valid excuse, but for some people, this has gone on for years. But the keynote is when somebody's acting too perfect and they're the perfect person for you, male or female, nobody's perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
So when you think you found your ideal mate, you didn't. And unless you can feel them and see them, don't give them any money. Don't. And the minute you say you're not going to give them money, they change personalities. From a sweet, adorable, loving, caring person, they turn a little bit hostile. So that's one of the things to look out for. And I know your bleeding heart goes out for them. I mean, because mine went out. I mean, it wasn't just on a one-to-one basis with me. It was on one-to-many. I talked to his lawyer. I talked to his little boy. I talked to his friends. I talked to his coworkers. And it was all fake.
You know,
so those are the things to look out for.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing. You know what is so scary about that is how elaborate this scheme sounds, right? I mean, you talked to somebody that was, you know, perceived to be his lawyer, perceived to be his son. I mean, all these other people that are involved with that scheme as well. And that's obviously how, again, you talk about, you know, your bleeding heart, and you're obviously a very caring individual. And these scammers see that within you, right? And they use that against you. And that is so troubling to know that somebody would go to that extent to take advantage of another individual. But, you know, I mean, it's the world that we live in. And just when you feel you've seen it all, or you know, what the extent that people will go to, you know, something new arises that way. Beverly, thank you so much for sharing. Guys, quick pause. Again, here on the line with Beverly Korbanek discussing WOW, Scammed or Not Scammed, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Now, we know about the book. We know where the title originated from and how you created that. Now, talk to me and talk to our listening audience members about your inspiration. Now, of course, we know what inspired this particular narration. But talk to us about what inspired you to be a writer. Now, I know this is your first book, but did you always see yourself as a writer? Were there particular authors that inspired you or people that inspired you to embark upon a journey of this magnitude?
I guess you always want to write and put it to writing, but I never found anything that I felt that passionate about to write about until this happened, you know. You have to have some passion for what you're doing, and you have to have a love for writing and to put all the words in some sort of order that people will understand. And I used to read for pleasure when I was younger. As I got older, I read more for knowledge than I do for pleasure. And I like the facts. I used to be a programmer in my past life. And somehow facts always fascinated me. Therefore, the book, what I wrote, is a factual book. And Absolutely. It's about my life. And as embarrassing it may be that I went through this and kind of figure what was I thinking when I wrote it, you know, or when I was doing it, rather. You have to have some kind of passion to continue writing. I feel that you do, you know, something that motivates you.
Of course. You know, and Beverly, listen, you know, you talk about how there was a moment of almost reflection of embarrassment, right, for writing the story, or really embarrassment for going through this circumstance. But what I, listen, first and foremost, what I have to commend you on and what I find so admirable is this is something that is, this happens a lot. This is something that you are not alone in this. And the difference is you're just brave enough to actually put your story out there for others to see and hopefully learn from. So I don't view it as an embarrassment at all. I view it as, again, something that is very commendable. It's not easy. You know, myself being an artist, it's not easy to hold that mirror up to yourself and really kind of look at some of the mistakes that have happened or the decisions that we have made. That's not an easy thing ever for even sometimes for us to just come to the realization of ourselves and admit to ourselves, let alone be brave enough to then put that narrative out there for the world to see. So I think that what you did was, again, courageous, very commendable, and also will ultimately in turn help a lot of people to not stumble down that path as well. So thank you so much for being able to comprise this narrative within the confines of the book for our listening audience. Believe me, there's a lot of people that are going to benefit from your story.
There's one other thing too, though, I want to bring up. I wrote a contract. I wanted to be paid back. It was a loan that I gave. Mm-hmm. Don't ever write a loan to somebody that doesn't exist. It doesn't work, you know. You think you're writing a loan and they say, well, let's, you know, it's a loan. I'll pay you right back. Don't do it, you know, because the person that you're writing this contract with doesn't exist. Therefore, it doesn't hold any weight whatsoever. Mm. Unless you just want to write a note to yourself. But it's not that, it's just not worth it, you know?
No, absolutely. Just, that's a great point.
You know, just make sure that the person that you are giving the money to is real and you have seen them physically in person.
Absolutely.
If you haven't seen them, if you haven't touched them, if you haven't kissed them, they aren't real.
Yeah, well, really, I mean, even beyond that is, of course, a huge red flag in terms of specifically what we're talking about in this particular narrative. But really, the overall arching thing is always be on high alert whenever anybody, of course, if it's a family member or a close friend, you know, that's one thing. But whenever there's anybody that is asking for money, you should always raise red flags. Next question, and really, as we tie up this amazing book, Beverly, last question that I want to ask, and listen, we know about why the book needed to be written, right? And what you were hoping to gain by putting your story out there. If there's one central theme, one underlying message that you really want our listening audience here at People of Distinction to know about your book, wow, scammed or not scammed, what would that underlying message be?
I just want them to be careful and to actually study. And even if you look it up on the internet and it says it's true, don't really fall for it, mm-hmm. you know, and I've heard those same messages on television shows, and they always go after the person who gave the money instead of going after the root cause. And I want somebody to go after the root cause. And I actually would like to talk to the president about the government and IC3, who is supposed to monitor all these activities and not have it happen. I think that there should be a stricter guideline and actually stop the scammers. And therefore we wouldn't have this problem if we actually stop the root cause and try to stop the scammers. If they're afraid of some action being done to them, then they would back off. But there's nothing being done to them.
Absolutely.
There's no law that is enforceable that stops them. So they keep on doing it, and there's always going to be somebody that falls prey. And the people who are being scammed aren't going to necessarily read the book because there's a mind game. And you fall prey to the mind game that you just can't get it out of your mind that these people aren't real. To really find out about the scammers, read Chapter 10. It tells you how to join an anti-scamming group. And these people actually have it down pat.
Wonderful.
So read Chapter 10.
Wonderful. Guys, again, here on the line with Beverly Korbanek. We just finished discussing her book, Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed. Again, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And so informative, because not only, A, are you, as you just stated, not only, A, are you talking about your particular story and how you fell prey to these scammers, but you're also offering information. You're educating others on how to avoid it and really what resources to go to try to band together and find support to alleviate the pressure and kind of work through the situation. That is absolutely fantastic. You know, in addition to that, guys, not only can you find the book there on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but you could also go to YouTube and you'll be able to find the book trailer there and also be able to kind of see in a quick video format a little bit about the book. But, I mean, there is so much to be gained here, and it's absolutely fantastic. Now, final question that I'd love to ask, Beverly, as we kind of close out the interview. You know, this book is incredible, and I know it's your first book that you've published, but you've already embarked upon a journey that many aspire to, but never actually take that leap of faith and go down. From a standpoint of someone who actually has accomplished this, and her journey, of course, is still going, what advice can you give a young writer or a new writer embarking upon this journey? How would you be able to help them on that journey?
Be careful and also who publishes your book. Take control of everything that happens. Do your research on publishers as well. Mm-hmm. I found some really good publishers. Ingress is one, that really helped. And I did my research before I, went with them as well. So just be very careful. And it does get expensive at times. I'm not going to say it doesn't. I mean, you got to be aware of trailers. I wasn't aware of trailers for books. Or the reviews. I thought a review was just a little excerpt, but there is actually a professional review that people have. Those are all needed for your book to be known and go on to the internet. I'm afraid to go onto the internet because that's how I got scammed. But the internet is a very good resource for putting your book out there, as well as the radio. And thank you for interviewing me as well.
Absolutely.
To give me this opportunity.
No, well, listen, we loved having you on here. This was so enlightening. And again, a topic of discussion that doesn't get enough recognition. But as I stated when we first started, this happens a lot, right? This happens to a lot of people, whether they choose to admit it or not. This is definitely a very common occurrence. And having this book here, having you come to our table and present this to us was enlightening, very educational, and again, so profound. So we truly, truly appreciated it. Thank you so much, Beverly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me and letting me tell my story. Appreciate it a whole lot.